was praying for the business anyway, but it was in the car that I checked the envelope and she had written a pledge for 75,000 naira. So. And then the following week, a lady walks into the office and says, "Oh, my husband and I decided to contribute towards the radio broadcast," and gives me a check for 150,000 naira. You know what? When you have experiences like that, they don't need to tell you God exists. You know. So who was talking to me? You know. Listen, those things may look like coincidences, but when coincidences become normal, very consistent in your life, they are no longer coincidences. I have too many of those coincidences, Sam. So that's what I'm talking about. Intentional. Supernaturally intentional. If I did not take on that broadcast, that money would not have come from anywhere. I'm telling you. You're asking for money for what? It's to pursue divine agenda. You know the good thing about David? Everybody ran away from Goliath. David ran towards him. Yes. If you're going to walk by faith, your lifestyle is going to be different. And it will start even from your speech. So when people are saying there's no money anywhere, it's difficult to say, excuse me. You won't allow anybody to say that around you. You are running on a different agenda. All things are possible to him that believes. Satan uses the money thing to frustrate too many dreams. I'm telling you, too many divine pursuits. God helped me to crack it. One day like that, I was praying over a project, and then I was thinking, how do we accomplish this project? And the first thing, I was thinking about the money. The Holy Spirit says, stop that. When I give you a project to execute, write everything else first. Bring up the money issue last. He said, plan as if the money is there. Oh. He said, if you bring up the money issue first, it will kill many of your dreams. I was praying one day asking him, I was trusting God to buy a car. So I was asking him for the money. Then he said, stop. Which one do you want, the money or the car? I said, oh, what kind of a question is that? I said, well, the car. He said, fine, ask me for the car. Don't ask me for money. Ask me for the car. Then I will decide how to get the car to you. I can choose to use money. I can choose not to use money. Said, oh, I'm sorry. I want the car. John 6, verse 5. Jesus looks at the crowd, hungry. He says, Philip, where will we get bread for all these people to eat? Philip says, sir, 200 denarii worth of bread is not enough to give each one, even if we give each one a little. You see, Philip, his mind is going to money. What a shame. In verse 6 says, this spake he that he might prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. He knew what he was going to do. It was just a test. This guy's been hanging around me. Let's see how far he's come in his training. He should have known by now that we're not limited by these things. You know what I discovered from my research in the Word? That God never created money. Man did. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, it was man that created money. God didn't. When I saw in the Bible that Christians are supposed to do business, that's the fastest way to create wealth, do business. I saw that Abraham was a businessman, not a priest in a synagogue. When you remove your spiritual goggles, you read your Bible very well. Then you see Abraham was not a pastor, he was a businessman. Isaac was a businessman, Jacob was a businessman. Even Jesus was a businessman till age 30. When he went to River Jordan, I said, whoa. So I began to teach our church members, start business. Then they came back. We need capital. I said, wait for me. I'll look for it in the Bible. How much capital did God have when he was creating the world? Because you just want to rent a shop. God was going to create the whole world. How much capital did it? I didn't see money. And I said to myself, the absence of money is not what makes a man poor. Mm-hmm. If you can have what God had in Genesis, you can't be broke the rest of your life. And it was revelation. That's the essence of the message. Revelation. Anyway, this is my conclusion. God created man. Man created money. Man now uses the availability or non-availability of money to measure what God can do. That is foolishness, first class, grade one. Jesus fed the crowd without money. That's why the church is stale. That's why the church is being wagged. The world system creates its own economic system. The church buries itself under that system. And because they created it, they keep it from us. Acts chapter 3 verse 6. The lame man is asking for money. Peter says, look on us. He says, silver and gold I have none. But what I have, I will give you. The world system teaches us, silver and gold I have none. Full stop. Period. If you don't have money, you can't achieve anything. Lie. So, when the Holy Spirit says, move. Move. When the Holy Spirit says, buy it. Buy it. Okay, sorry. Go where they sell it. Approach the giant. My wife and I went to a car shop in this city. We just met the car dealer a few days before and realized he was a believer. So we went to his car shop, checked all the cars. We were surprised at the prices. They were beyond our range. But we didn't show it. Beyond the range of our account, but not beyond the range of our faith. So we checked them out and then picked one and said, we like this one. He said, come over to my office. We bargained over it like we had the money. Then when we're done with bargaining, he says, okay, you know what? I like to help pastors. Bring half of the money. Drive the car away. Tell me how you are going to pay the rest instrumentally. Oh, that's nice. I said, well, the thing is, my checkbook is not here. He said, pastor, send somebody to go and bring your checkbook now. Which year was this? That was many years ago. The car was 1.2 million naira. I did not have 20,000 naira in my account. Yes, I need to put the figures so you understand what I'm talking about. Yes, poor people cheat themselves too much because they count themselves out of the league when it comes to attempting some things. Yeah, so you will appreciate what we did. Not up to 20,000, we were bargaining over a car for 1.2 million. Bring the check. I said, my checkbook is not here. He said, okay, send someone to bring it. I said, actually, I don't have 600,000 in my account now. He said, okay, pastor, bring 400,000. Write me a check for 400,000. I'll park the car. When you add 200,000, take the car. And then tell me how you pay the rest. I said, even 400, I don't have. He said, okay, give me a check for 200,000 naira. I'll park the car. When you pay it up to 600, then you drive it. I said, you know what? Let me go and discuss with my daddy. I'm coming back. Yes. The long and short of it was, eventually we drove that car. That particular car, we drove it. Something happened in between. The money came in. I'm serious. I will always be glad that we went. Where will that car come from? We did our part. Approach the giant. Amen. Go there. You won't die. were searching for a property for our church. We were searching for a property for our church. Our budget, between 200 and 250 million. The money in the account, we had been raising funds, so we were up to 110. Then they took me to this property. Beautiful. Wow. This is good. How much is it? They said asking price, 650. 650 million. I smiled. At that point, you know what is your size and what is not your size. This one is not my size. So you move on somewhere else, isn't it? It's just that before we left, I said, please hold on. Can we pray? Lord, is there a connection between our destiny and this place? Please show us. Guide us. In Jesus' name. Amen. 2 days later, I was praying. Holy Spirit said, go for it. Start the negotiations. And you must not take a loan. So we start negotiations. Start negotiations. Then somewhere along the line, they said the buyers are ready. The sellers are ready. And the seller was a bank. So that I should come for final discussion at their head office. We went. And they said, what's your offer? I say, 425 million. We'll buy it for 425. We'll give you 200 million deposit. We'll pay the rest instrumentally over 24 months. They said, give us a few minutes. They went in for a meeting. They came back. We'll sell it to you for 450. We'll take your deposit for 200. We'll give you a loan for 250 to make up your money. And with that, you have the building. So on a normal day, that would be a testimony on its own, isn't it? Immediately I said, I'm sorry. We are a church. We don't sell cement. If we did, I would spread the cost. I would transfer the cost of these funds. This loan you are offering us, I would transfer the cost on our customers. I take tithe and offering. I can't increase the percentage of tithe. It's in the Bible. Okay? So, we don't want a loan. Let's do instrumental payment. I said, give us a few minutes. They went back. Then they came back. I said, you know what? Our offer is the final offer. I said, okay, fine. Thank you. We left. And then it was like, it was going to work. It was not going to work. Somebody else is going to buy it. Hey, I said, I'm not moved. I held on for months until finally they said, okay, we're ready. Pay installmentally over 12 months. I said, okay, fine. Well, the long and short of it, eventually I think they agreed to 15 months. We bought this property, 425 million. So the day we made the deposit, let me show you, just because it captures some of the things I've been saying. When they agree, and it's time to pay the 200 million. Remember, we have 110. It's 1 week to when I'll travel with my family on vacation out of Nigeria. And we're supposed to raise 90 million. So the thought comes to my head. Does it make sense for you to go on vacation? You need to raise money. I pray. I say, come on. What will my being around achieve? It's not my church. It's his church. It's his help that counts. So on Sunday, I announced to the church, we need to raise 100 million because we need to make deposit for a property. God bless you as you give. Take my family. We fly out of Nigeria. Go on holiday. It's either it's God or it's not. Listen, I've tried. When it comes to scheming, I've been there. I'm tired. My name is Jacob. Oh, sorry, my name was Jacob. It's now Israel. I'm done. Amen. Went on vacation. By the time we came back, only 20 million left. And we still have some discussions to do anyway. By the time it was time to pay, the money was complete. The day we make the payment, We drop the check, we sign all the whatever documents we need to sign. I get back home. That's the interesting part to it. Then it's like I was drunk before, and now the drunkenness has cleared out. I thought to myself, what did I just do? 425 million naira property. Oh my God. Because on a normal day, it was beyond me. But it was not beyond God. The first time I took our workers and leaders there, after the service, one of the pastor's wives came to me and said, "Sir, Eliyahu, you have courage. This is what you confronted." Glory to God. We didn't fail in any of the instrumental payments for 15 months. That's where we worship now. And that testimony is an old testimony. Since we've taken on bigger projects than that. Putting in central air conditioning alone cost more than what it cost to buy the whole property. And I would not do it except God told me. If the company that did it, we were chasing them for 1 year. Finally, when they came to sit down, they admitted, "We didn't come before because we didn't believe any church could afford it." Praise the giant. What are you afraid of? What has God asked you to do till now that you've been dilly-dallying? Where are you supposed to go that you have not gone? Who are you supposed to meet that you have not met? What proposal were you supposed to write that you have not written? Where are you supposed to apply that you have not applied? It's time to move. It's time to take over the territories. Holy Spirit is waiting. All he wants you to do is show up, swing your sword. You see the giants fall down. You know, one day Israel was fighting. God was doing. Drama. As you step forward, things are about to change radically. Your own commitment is total obedience to God. And I prophesy over you tonight. I don't need to pray too much. I've said what God wants to say, and someone here, you already have an idea what God wants you to do. Why are you afraid to make a phone call? Dial it. Bring up the number, press send. You won't die. Show up there. Say, "But I don't have an appointment." Sometimes you don't need one. Show up. If it is God, they will cite you. Someone will call for you. It's time to take over new territories. In the name of Jesus, the one who shed his blood on the cross. The one who secured victory for you already. I declare tonight, the days of failure are over. Tonight, like it was for Jacob, I prophesy a name change. Human ability has come to an end. While I was speaking, someone was making the adjustment inside. I'll never trust in my ability anymore. I'm going to trust absolutely in God. I will not run ahead of God. I will wait for what God has to say. Because you made that adjustment tonight, I prophesy, the heavens are opened over you. Your name has changed. Poor changed to rich. Failure changed to outstanding success. Small changed to great. Rejected, changed to favored. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So the you that was rejected is dead. Buried with Christ through baptism. A new you has resurrected. And that new you is highly favored. In the very place where they told you no. You show up now, the answer will be yes. Those who saw you and mocked you will be the very same people to see you and celebrate you. The you that they mocked is dead. There's a resurrected you now. The resurrected you is a giant killer. I prophesy the next 1 year, there will be outstanding testimonies in your life. If Satan throws any challenge at you, the power of God will turn it into a testimony. I see an anointing here tonight. It's an anointing to take over resources. Material resources. Financial resources. Jesus said, go down to the next village. You will see a colt tied. He said, bring it. If they ask you, you see a donkey with the colt. He said, they ask you, where are you going? He said, tell them, the Lord has need of it. The Lord. He owns everything. Listen, it's because it's you that was trying to get it. That's why they refused you. When he wants it, nobody can deny him, sir. Receive grace to possess resources. Like never before. You will attract people. You never attracted before. Amen. You will be connected to people. Amen. You've never been connected to before. Amen. I've experienced it. I can testify it. It's coming. Amen. New relationships. Amen. Destiny changing relationships. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Someone's marital destiny is taking shape here right now. It's not patch. It's not manage it. It is destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will attract material resources. The testimony I shared is being multiplied here tonight many times over. You are possessing real estate in this city, in this nation, around the world. In the name of Jesus, it's coming by grace. You're possessing real estate beyond your financial capacity. I see grace for finances. Grace for finances. Grace for finances. You will hear from God. You will obey God. You will handle money you never attracted in your life before. The days of difficulty are over. It's easy now. There's someone here. It's in the area of your health. Possess sound health. It's part of your heritage in Christ. Your health is supernaturally sustained. What can kill other people will see you and be powerless. I said, death will see you and be powerless. So I receive now in your body the power of the Holy Spirit. The body of Jesus was totally drained of fluid and was kept in a tomb. And on the third day, this Holy Spirit entered that body and resurrected it. Healed it permanently. So the power that raised Christ from there flows into your bones now. Flows into your muscles now. Flows into every organ and every cell in your body now. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. And from here on, your health is supernaturally sustained. Any disease-carrying agent that touches your body will die on contact. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your promotion is supernatural. The days of delay are over. Restoration has begun now. Whatever was yours that was kept away from you comes back to you now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. you are the one. This service was about someone tonight. This service was anointing service for someone tonight. This service was coronation service for someone tonight. This was a service for status change for someone tonight. And you know it in your spirit. The you that walks out of this service is not the you that came to this service. If you are the one I'm talking about, shout a powerful amen. Shake hands with three people. Tell them, welcome to a new level. Welcome to a new level. Tell someone close by, look at me very well. This is not the me you used to know. Things have changed. And my outside must catch up with my inside. If you knew who was standing next to you right now, you would buy me dinner tonight. I don't know. I'm hearing billionaires. Billionaires. I didn't come to sweet talk you. I didn't come to just make you happy. I came to prophesy. And I do it with a heavy sense of responsibility. And if I had not experienced it, I may not have known it was possible. I have experienced it. There are quite a number of people on this church who are handling billions in the next 1 year. The handling is managing on God's behalf. Once you get that right, it's not greed, it's not covetousness. God has an assignment. God has things to do. He's looking for people he can trust. But clearly, and there's someone who didn't even handle millions, and in 1 year will be doing billions, because God can trust the person. All right. I want to pray, and I'll go and take my seat. This last prayer. In this city, that I came with a traveling bag hung on my shoulder. And practically nothing. Yeah. Now in a year, I manage budget in billions. Grace is coming on someone here tonight. What I want you to do, I want us to give. The day God said, Abraham, give me Isaac. It was just a test. Once God saw there's nothing this guy has that he can put down, I will still have control over it. He said, fine. Then God swore, I swear, in blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. So the day God will change my story spiritually, I was a jobless graduate when God took me to Genesis 22 and I saw it. I said, Lord, swear over me. Because the future was looking uncertain for me. The future was looking uncertain. I said, if you, God, swear, my future is settled. He said, yes, I can. But can I ask you to do what I asked Abraham to do? So I went back, read the story again. I said, ha! God told him to sacrifice his only son. Ha! Then I made some adjustment in my heart. I said, good. I said, Lord, there's nothing I will ever have that you cannot have at any time, T, when you need it. He said, fine. Then there's nothing I have that I won't give you whenever you need it to fulfill your assignment. I lost the fear of poverty. It doesn't cross my mind that I can be broke tomorrow. And it has nothing to do with money in the account. So as I pray tonight and I ask us to give, that's where God is taking people to. And we show it through our giving. I will ask you to just obey him. Give whatever he asks you to give. My wife and I were in a service in this city, in another church. When a call was made like that, I thought, I don't have money. How much do I have? So I wrote, microwave oven. No, I wrote TV plus video player on a sheet of paper and dropped it in the offering basket. Candidly, these days I tell people, don't give those material things. If you have, you want to give, go and sell it and bring the money to church. But that was what I did that day. My wife was sitting elsewhere in the service. After service, we met. She said, I saw you writing something. I said, yes. She said, what? I said, TV plus video. She said, ha! I was thinking for the children. I wrote microwave oven. I said, ah! Did you drop it? She said, yeah. I said, it is gone. The TV, the video, the microwave oven, gone. And in our house then, we had only one of each. The TV and video player were wedding gifts that we were given. This wasn't long after our wedding. We took all three, we put it there. Why? I had a covenant with God. But they asked me if we're still looking for one TV or video player. For someone tonight, this night is for status change. And I ask you to please get your offering. I want to pray. Get your offering. If you're writing the check, write it to Victory Sanctuary. Write the amount God is putting on your heart. God doesn't harass people. Doesn't have people to ask people to give what they don't have. But tonight, this is not just any other offering. I'm asking you a sign. Lord, money will never be my God. The money I have now can't fund my destiny. I'm expressing my faith in you. If what he's asking you to give is not here, write what he's asking you to give on a sheet of paper and you drop it in the offering basket. Nobody's going to chase you. It's between you and God. But I trust you to fulfill your promise to God. And it can't be what you don't have. It's what's there. You just didn't bring it. You can bring it between now and Sunday. I want to pray. You can't prosper God's way being greedy. Can't. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready? Okay, stand with me as you pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I spoke your words. I didn't speak my words. Destiny is at stake. For every testimony I shared, there are thousands you want to produce in this church. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you look upon the obedience of your people. And tonight, open the windows of heaven. Shake this nation for their sake. Touch global economy for their sake. Some people's funds are even beyond the shores of this country. But tonight, I thank you because angels go on our behalf to pull in everything that belongs to us. Let the miracles begin. Let the miracles begin. Amen. In the next 24 hours, give someone a sign. Amen. That things have changed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's just dance and praise. And as we give the offering. And then I also request that if the Lord laid it on your heart, I want to sow a seed to Pastor Sam. Just write, Pastor Sam. You can write to check. You can write this. I mean, it's allowed. And the Lord is going to bless you. How many of us have been blessed tonight? The Bible says that if you receive spiritual blessing, then you also should give back. It's not, you're not buying the blessing with money, but it's a sign of appreciation of what God has done. So raise up your hand and let God bless you. While we have the choir, the praise band, lead us in singing. Praise the Lord.
Your love is so great. You are merciful and gracious. You redeem my soul from every destruction. I will sing your praise. I will dance and lift you high, high. You mean so much to me, Jesus. No one like you. Kosoba bire. Kosoba bire. Laye iyati laru. Olore. Kosoba bire. Olaru agbaye. Olore. Your love is so great.
Your love is so great.
You are merciful. You redeem my soul from every destruction. I will sing your praise. I will dance and lift you high. You mean so much to me, Jesus. Yeah.
Like you.
Say no, no, no one like you.
Go see,
go
see.
No, no, no one like you. Oh, go
see, go see.
Like yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your love is so great.
Go see, go see. Go mama, so Olore mi, olore mi, oh, olore mi, ba, olore mi, boya, kini ma fi samuwa o,
olore,
kini ma fi samuwa,
olore mi,
olore mi, Olore, kinima fisa fuwa.
Olore,
well, who has the final say? Let somebody shout hallelujah. We are conquering. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, as the final say. Money, who has the final say in my life? Jehovah turn my life. He's on my life. But he makes a way. To be no
fire.
Where are Jehovah, 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 Jehovah,
Jehovah,
Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah, King of Kings.
Mighty God, Redeemer, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. That never fails, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the Most High God. I say you are the Most High God. No power compares with you. You are the strong and mighty God. When you open, no one can close. When you say yes, no one can say no. You are the Most. Biara, Judah.
Said to me, said, the offerings of tonight are going to give to Reverend Sam. Amen. So if the Lord has ministered to you, you have not dropped something you want to drop, you can come and add it to it. You can put a promise paper, and then the Lord is going to do it for us. Let's stretch forth our hands towards the sea. The Bible says as long as the earth remains, seed time and what? Seed, time, harvest. This offering, they've left your hand, but they have never left your life. Father, I pray that upon every seed that is sown tonight, there will be 24 hours miracle in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that God will increase you 1,000 more times. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For every sacrifice that has been made, heaven open up for them in Jesus' name. Open up for them in Jesus' name. Lord, do only what you alone can do. I pray that none of us shall be wanting. You will never beg for bread. You will take up giants. You will not weep anymore. I see a turnaround coming over your family. I see a turnaround coming over your household. In the name of Jesus, there shall be financial breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Blessed shall be your name forever and ever. Because we've prayed by faith, I call it done. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Please be seated for a few minutes as we take the announcement. How many of us have been blessed? Oh, wow. Tomorrow is going to be greater. Hallelujah. There's environmental tomorrow. Because of environmental, the service starts, the main service will start at 11. We're going to have special prayers and deliverance session and healing.